Okay, as we said there, we'll play that song again when we play out of the show this evening. That will go over into archive time because we're only here for 1 hour there this evening. And we're going to bring Tina online just now because we've got three lovely people already. And we want to try to hit at least 5, maybe 6 in an hour. So, if possible. Which is 10 minutes apiece. So, okay. So let's say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
Hi, Tina. All right then. Okay, so we're off and ready. And first line is Donna.
Good evening.
Hi,
Donna.
Tina. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, good. Good. I passed my housing today, so I'm happy with that. And, yeah, I made a little money, so my sister's saving it for a trip for me. And things seem to be going well. But, like, yesterday I heard deep inside of me, she knows. So I didn't know what that meant, like my mother knows or I know something. And then today I heard you've got to share. So I think something's coming in, something big's coming in for me, and I have to share with friends and family, whatever it is, because, I don't know, I just got that. I don't know, it was just so profound.
That seems really funny, to be perfectly honest, because you don't normally hear your inner voice unless you're really thinking about something, sweetheart. Okay. If you're thinking about something, then you must be, there's something you must be thinking about that you're going to either be doing or wanting to do. Would that make sense?
Wanting to do. I just want to somehow manifest enough money so I can go traveling next year or the year after when this COVID thing's hopefully over with. And, yeah, I've just changed my whole course, you know?
Okay, because it sounds as though to me, sweetheart, that you've heard your inner voice. Okay, you've heard your inner voice and it's like trying to tell you something.
Yeah,
it's trying to give
you
a message of some sort. Okay, it may be that you might be coming into money, so I might put a ticket on the lottery or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like, it sounds as though your inner voice is trying to tell you something. It's trying to give you a message. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It might be something as well that somebody knows something that's not quite telling you anything, everything, but you're asking for. Okay. And something to saying that she knows, they've got to know something, okay?
I know.
They've been told something that you know that you haven't been told as well. You feel as though somebody's keeping you in the dark with something, okay? I don't know whether you've had them feelings. This is all I can say. This is all I can feel like. It's just like it feels as though somebody's keeping something from you and somebody around you's got to share something. Okay, this is what I'm getting because it does sound as though your inner voice is actually talking to you, which
yeah,
to me
so
this
inward.
Is a new
yeah.
To me this
it's like
is a new one.
To me this is
a new one, you see. So there is, it's like when you get that, you know, when you get that gut feeling and your voice starts talking to you about it, it just seems as though that's what it is. You've got a gut feeling about something and your voice is talking to you.
No, I've always felt that I was going to win the lottery. I mean, I'm not kidding. And
okay.
So maybe it's coming around or something because that inwardness that I got, she knows. It's like, yeah, and then people think, oh, you know, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? But then that inner word that I heard was like, well, she knows. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't matter what other people are saying.
Yeah, yeah. It seems to me as though it's either your inner voice is talking to you or you've got a spirit around you that's talking to you and your hearing senses are now starting to open up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, it could be your hearing senses are starting to open up as well. Because with hearing senses, you do get it every so often. Okay. With me, I get it every so often, but I'm more of a sense medium than I am a hearing medium. Okay. And this is what I'm getting. I do feel as though it's either your hearing senses are strengthening, or you're in a voice is talking to you about something that maybe that should have been sorted out maybe a few years ago or a few months ago. Do you know what I mean? So it's like you've got me on this one, really, because it's quite a new one to me. Nobody's actually, you're the first one that's ever actually said anything to me about their inner voice or a spirit talking to him. But I'd look into that, sweetheart, if I was you. I'd say to yourself, like, I want to know what's going on and see if you find out, see if there's any gut feelings around anybody that you feel as though is keeping anything from you. Okay. And then that way your intuitive feelings will start coming out as well. Okay.
And I went back to meditating. Yeah.
Sorry?
I'm back to my meditation, which is good, sitting in the silence for a half hour every day.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is where you could be drawing spirit in as well, you see, back to doing your meditations that you was, Donna, as well. So it could be spirit working with you as well. You just got to listen, and I mean listen very, very carefully to what's being said to you. Okay. And I do feel as though you have got spirit around you because you've got a spirit female around you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel as though it was a female voice that you heard that was around you.
Yes.
Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel as though it's a, I wouldn't say an elderly female, but I'd say an elderly-ish female, okay, that's around you. Maybe a mother figure, maybe a grandmother figure that's trying to help you with something.
I think so, because once I heard my mother, and she said, you're going to be rewarded, and then that day I played the lottery, and I did not go on my gut feeling. I was thinking four all day, and I didn't play four. And if I had, I would have won like 100,000. And I was just kicking myself for not trusting myself on what I heard. You know?
Yes.
So I've got to continue just trusting what I hear, you know?
Yeah, that's it. You've got to trust what you hear. You've got to trust everything that you can hear. Do you know what I mean? You've got to trust that what Spirit's trying to tell you as well. I mean, Spirit's trying to tell you something, obviously, about either sharing or somebody knowing something. Do you know what I mean? And it just feels as though this is their way of trying to get you to realize something good in the pipeline for you. So
I feel as though
there's something good in the pipeline for you, sweetheart. And this is why people are saying to you, she knows or she needs to share. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is it's a good thing. It's a good thing that's coming your way, darling, which means your hearing senses are opening up as well. Your hearing senses, I think it's clairvoyancy that's opening up, darling. It's your hearing senses that are waking up. Okay. And they want you to start and listen to spirit around you. And then if you go like near anybody and they're saying that somebody's talking to you about something, and then you get a spirit voice in your ear, then you know that your hearing senses are coming into play. And this is what I think spirit are trying to tell you. They want you to do some work as well, like we do. Okay.
Oh,
I feel as though. Sorry?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so I'll see how it progresses, if it gets more and more and more, you know?
Yeah. Please keep me informed about it, I mean, Donna, because I am on Facebook. I am on Facebook, darling, so if you just keep me informed about it.
How do I get you on Facebook?
If you click on tonight's link where it says Psychic Medium Tina Marie, if you click on there, and it'll take you straight through to my Facebook.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, and you just please keep me informed with that. And if you need any help, and then I can give you some help further. Okay. But I do feel as though this is what's happening, darling. Your hearing senses are waking up, and I do feel as though Spirit wants you to work with them.
Okay.
So yeah. This is what I'm feeling. So with the sharing and the she knows it, I'd look into that a little bit further as well. See if you can get Spirit to be specific with you, to let you know what they want to do, why they're saying that. Or it is your inner voice coming out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right then, sweetheart. Thank you very
you
much
so
for
much.
Calling in.
Thank you, Tina Marie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Donna. Okay.
You.
As Tina said there, clickable links all over the show page this evening. Every one of them is clickable. If they are in red, I do believe. Or pink, maybe sometimes blue, but it depends what colour comes up. I don't make the colours, Blog Talk do. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see where we are. Sue?
Hello?
Good evening, Sue.
Hi, yeah, real quick. I waited today and yesterday I didn't get any calls from the school, so I guess I didn't get the jobs.
Right, okay. Okay.
And then I got a call to sub. I don't know if I should do that from two schools. I have to go to the interviews next week, but I got to go to the bus tomorrow.
Right. Okay, darling. Your subbing might be your best option.
Alright.
So, your subbing might be your best option, darling, because that's where you're going to get called 5 days a week, hopefully, isn't it? So I think your subbing might be your best option as well, darling. I'm very sorry that you didn't get any of them jobs, darling. I really am very sorry about that.
But I'm trying to move in November, and you have to have a certain income coming in, you know, so I don't know. But the bus is, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah, well, it's entirely your choice, but I do think subbing as well will be your best option. To get some extra income coming in. It's up to you. But I do feel as though the subbing might be your best option. With that way, it's going to be 5 days a week, isn't it, between the two schools. So I feel as though that's going to be the option.
I work 5 days a week right now, but...
Yeah, do you work in school times, during the school times, though, with us as well?
It's getting the students on the bus and off the bus. That's what I do. Take them to school, bring them back. I sit on the bus.
Yeah.
I can't do anything in between. If I sub, I have to sub all day and quit the bus.
Right, okay. Well, you see there again, that option's entirely up to you, isn't it? I wouldn't go out of the frying pan and into the fire, sweetheart. It's your own free will at work. Well, you just got
rather,
to work out
the
pros and cons
the
of which.
I don't want to get up at 6 in the morning, go in the dark and the rain, sit there, then you're off the bus at 9:30, and then you got to sit till 1:30, quarter to 2 in a room, you don't get paid, and then go pick up the kids, get home at 4:30, but be paid for 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's your free will at work there. It's your decision making that you're making there as well, sweetheart. Okay. It is your own choice with that. But if you do want the angels to help you with that, you have to give them permission to come in and help you with your free will. Okay. And help you make this decision that you want to be. But it sounds as though to me pretty much that you've made your mind up of what you want to do, sweetheart. And I do feel as though it could be the best option for you.
Well, I interviewed someplace this past Tuesday, but I didn't hear from them. Maybe I'll hear from them Monday. I don't know.
Maybe. But you need to keep the subbing in mind then as well, darling, okay? Because you will get, I do feel as though you will get a regular income from that because you're good at what you do. You're good with children and you that surrounds you with children. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just that you need to think about your pros and cons as well, darling. Obviously you don't want to be getting up at 6:30 in the morning and hanging around. That will be a drag for anybody. But I would say that your subbing will be your best option, sweetheart, for you.
Well, you said yesterday you saw me moving. When is the place going to call me?
I do feel as though they may call you by, I'd say, maybe October.
Oh, boy, because I got to tell this place by September.
Yeah, I do feel as though it's going to be October. It might be September. Okay.
Yeah, you were right. You said that my parents were going to move before January. Guess what? Someone just bought their house. They're moving November 15th.
Oh, wow, that's good. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel it could be September. It could be like towards maybe the end of September.
I don't know if I'm
going to
have enough income. I don't know if I'm going to have an income for them to take me. I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for you, darling. I really am. But I do suggest you do the subbing, and subbing's going to be the best option for you, darling. Okay, I do feel as though it's going to be the best option for you, so I really do.
I joined Match.com thinking that people who pay would like to meet women, and I make every jerk, so I'm going to even go off that. I'm like...
Oh, you do get a lot of idiots on dating sites, though. But you want to stop looking for love because love's going to find you, darling.
When?
Love's going to find you. Not got a time scale for it, but love's going to find you, darling. It is going to find you. I'd say maybe before Christmas.
All right.
I'd say maybe before Christmas that love's going to find you, darling. Okay.
Yeah, my son's training for the last 4 weeks. He only has 4 more weeks. Do you see him passing?
I do, yeah. Yeah, your son's dedicated.
He thinks he's not going to pass.
Your son's very dedicated. I do see him passing. I feel as though he's very dedicated to what he's doing. Okay. I do honestly feel as though he's very dedicated. And it will be a big celebration as well for him. I do feel as though it will be a big celebration for him as well. Because he'll feel as though he can now do something with his life. Okay, would that make sense?
As long as he doesn't get, when he graduates, as long as he doesn't get deployed to Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, because of things that's going over there at the minute. But I do feel as though he won't get deployed straight away. I don't think he'll get deployed straight away, to be honest. I do feel as though when he graduates, there'll be a bit more training as well to do with them sort of situations over in Afghanistan. But I do feel as though he's going to pass, darling, and I do feel as though he's going to pass with flying colours.
He says he's failing things and not doing great, but...
I do feel as though he's going to pass, though, sweetheart. I really do feel as though he's going to pass.
All right.
I honestly do, so... Okay?
All right, so either Monday I'm going to find out about the job that I... have on Tuesday, or I'm going to get subbing. I hope that I get called to subbing for Monday or Tuesday, fill paperwork out so I can quit the bus.
Yeah. Okay then, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Now then, we're going to have to cut the minutes down slightly this evening. We've got a very few full call queue, and we've only got 40 minutes left of the show. So let's see where we are. We're cutting the minutes down to around about 7 minutes at the moment to try and fit you all in. Okay, Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
Great.
Good, good. How can I help?
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Karen, for the show, and please for the network is doing. Okay, we'll end the show. We don't want one day. Anyway, can I really, but quickly. So I have a new person that I like, right, that's supposed to come a month ago. So I saw him on Friday. He's very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Girl talk. Did he, like, what happened? Like, Is this going to be friends? Is it going to develop? Is it going to calm him? Later this year.
Yeah, I think he'll call you, sweetheart. I do think he'll call you at some point, darling, because I do feel as though this guy does really like you. Okay? I do feel as though he does really like you. Okay? I honestly do feel as though he does like you because you had this talk, and I do feel as though it was really in-depth talk. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but I do feel as though he does like you, sweetheart, okay? And I really do feel as though he does like you. To clarify on something that I was hearing when you were talking to Bryn, I do feel as though this guy does like you, sweetheart, and I do feel as though he is ready for commitment. But I do feel on the other hand, he's had a very bad past with women as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, darling. This is how I'm feeling, sweetheart. Okay, this is what I'm getting. So don't be put off if he doesn't call you. Okay. I think with him having this heartfelt deep-hearted conversation with you. I do feel as though he needs some time to think about things himself as well. Okay. So don't be put off if he doesn't call you for a few days, darling, all right? Because I do feel as though he does like you, but I do feel as though he needs to sort himself out as well. I honestly do feel as well that he's actually said so much to you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, this is he does like you, sweetheart. He really does like you, okay? And I do feel as though he does. All right, sweetheart. And I want you to know that you're going to be settled, okay? You are going to be settled with him, okay? And please don't be put off by anything in the world, all right? Don't be put off by anything or anybody says anything to you. Please don't be put off by it, okay? I want you to focus on this one, all right, Veronica, but I also want you to focus on something else. There's something else around you that needs some of your focus as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm understanding.
Just don't focus on that, but just for, as well, just focus mainly on what you've got to do, and the rest is going to work itself out, okay? Please don't be bewildered, all right? Please don't be bewildered about anything, all right, sweetheart? Just keep your interest high, all right, darling? But you've got to focus on what's going on in your life as well now, okay? Because I do feel as though there's something important coming up for you as well, Veronica. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a clue what it is?
No, I don't. I don't have a clue what it is, sweetheart, but I do feel as though there's something important coming up for you, sweetheart, all right, that's going to need all of your focus on it. So you just need to go up to and try and focus on that as well, sweetheart, all right? Please, please, please don't let yourself be bewildered, all right? Please don't let yourself be bewildered about anything, all right, darling? You've got to understand as well about the fact of people around you is going to probably start talking. You've got to ignore anything that anybody says to you. Okay, this is what I'm being told by a lady figure. You've got to ignore about anything that anybody says to you because it's just a load of waffle. All right, yeah. Darling. So you've got to just try and concentrate on yourself, concentrate on what's coming up for you, and try and concentrate on this guy only when he calls you. Okay, only when he calls you. But in the meantime, you've got to focus on yourself, sweetheart, all right?
Real quickly, how soon do you see this happening? How soon?
I'd say he will call you maybe again within the next week, maybe next 2 weeks, okay?
And is that the one you're seeing? Like he's pretty tall?
Yeah, he is pretty tall. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be even taller than me, to be perfectly honest. So please, just focus on what you've got to focus on, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Love you, Kim.
Thank
love you,
for having me.
Right. Thank you there, Veronica. Right. Now, people are still calling in. I doubt whether we're going to be able to reach you because we've only got an hour. We went to air at 10 p.m. and you probably see that the show is scheduled for 1 hour, not two. Yeah? So if the show is scheduled for 1 hour and you're still calling in at time, you should have been in here at the start. Right, so we're gonna mosey on, and see where we are then. Sandra.
Hello. Hi,
good evening, Sandra. I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll make this very quick. I have a question regarding my career. Do you see a new opportunity coming up? Well, how soon do you see a new opportunity coming? My present job is just is taking a toll on me emotionally and physically.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering when you see.
Okay. I do see an opportunity coming up for you very, very soon, actually, to be perfectly honest, Sandra, because I do feel where you are now, you don't feel appreciated for things that you were doing. Would that make sense, darling, please?
Yes, very true.
Okay, because I do feel as though if you keep looking about like you are doing, sweetheart, I do feel as though opportunity is going to present itself to you. You're just going to look at something and you're going to think, well, I want that. This is something I'm looking for. Okay. Not that I don't think you've already found it, darling, because I think you might have been looking at it in the last few days or so. Okay. But I do feel as though the opportunity is going to present itself for you, sweetheart. And when opportunities are knocking, you need to answer that door, sweetheart, okay? But I feel as though the next career move that you make, I do feel it's going to be some with stature. Because I feel as though it's either going to be a managerial job or a supervising job of some sort, okay? Which I do feel as though which you're in some sort of what of that capacity now. Would that make sense?
That's true. I am, yes.
Yeah. Because I do feel as though there's an employer going to look at your resume, and I do feel as though this is where your opportunities are going to come in. You've got to keep looking as you are doing, because some of the right ones are going to start popping up for you soon. And I do feel as though I don't think there's only going to be one opportunity going to be turning up. I do feel as though that deep within my heart, I do feel as though you're going to have two or three popping up.
Oh,
okay.
Beautiful. That's great.
Okay.
A friend of mine two friends are doing referrals. One of them, I can't say either one of them is bad, but one, the money is a little bit better than the other one. But I have a feeling that the one with the lower salary is going to come through first. And I don't want to turn something down, especially where I am, but I'm just wondering, do you see either of those working out? But that makes sense.
I do feel as though one of them is going to be working out. I do feel as though that's actually the ones I've just been speaking about, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though they're with them, because there's not just going to be one, as I said, there's not just going to be one opportunity. I do feel as though there's going to be two or three, and in that sort of line, with where you've just been speaking, sweetheart, I do feel as though there's two or three opportunities there. Would that make sense?
It does. Thank you so much. Yeah, that kind of gives me a lot of hope. Thank you.
Yeah. I do feel as though it's going to be one of them three, sweetheart. I do feel as though it's going to be one of them three. I mean, at least if the lower salary comes through, at least you can get away from where you are now. Would that make sense?
Yes, because I am sick. I'm sick where I am. And I'm glad you can sense. Not that. Yeah, it's really bad. Very bad.
I can sense that you're not happy, and I can sense that you run. Not, I wouldn't say unwell as in yourself, but you're not. You're unwell as well. Do I want to face that, or is it unwell as sort of like anxiety kicking in as well? Would that make sense?
Yes. I get sick every night when it's time to get up in the morning. I'm just my body aches. starting to manifest physically now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do feel as though one of them three is going to pay off, darling. I really do. I'd love to know which one, and I'd love to hear which one as well. Maybe next Thursday when I come on the second half of the radio. Okay.
Okay, beautiful. Wonderful. So I trust your words.
Okay.
You've given me some helpful advice before. I remember when my mother came to you, through you to me about reading a book, and it didn't make sense to me until I had a panic attack and thought I was having a heart attack, and then I found the book that she was talking about. So thank you.
Yeah,
I trust
you
believe.
All right, you found that book, did you?
I did. I knew exactly what she was talking about. It was a book about changing the weight my salt intake, and I couldn't make it make sense. So you just kept saying there was a book on the table, and I'm like, there's no book. I haven't unpacked myself. But then I remember there was a book downstairs that I had just bought about sodium, changing the way I eat, increasing the sodium intake. I thought I was having a heart attack that night. So, but thank you.
That you're more than welcome, darling. So I'm hoping that clears up your little sort of confusion, and I'm hoping to hear back about these jobs as well, darling. But I do feel as though you're going to get one of them opportunities that's coming your way. I really
beautiful.
Do.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to take that so you can get to the next caller, and
all
I will hold up.
All right.
Thank
you very
much,
Sandra. Thank you. Bye, darling.
Bye. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Sandra. As we said when we come on air this evening, we've only got an hour. Listen to the announcements, please, ladies and gents, on the end of tonight's show, because I have to announce something on the end of the show. And Tina doesn't know yet, but... I left a message for Tina there. I don't know whether you got it, Tina, about Bryn.
Yeah, I did.
It's kind of a strange one, but there you go. Unfortunate. I've done that myself, actually. I was called many years ago. So I know what that's like. You can't get out of it, I think. Right, then let's see where we are. Deep.
Good evening, Dave.
Hi, Ken. Good evening. I just called in to listen, actually. I just got a reading earlier, a couple of days back, Tina. So thank you. I'll just listen and give the time to somebody who didn't get a reading earlier.
Oh, that's wonderful of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Right. Oh, bless. Okay. Right. Let's see where we are then. Right. Becca.
Hello.
Good evening, Becca.
It's actually Sweta, Tina.
Oh, good evening. Sorry, Becca.
Good evening.
How are you? I'm good, thank you.
I didn't expect this, but I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. I think I've made so many mistakes up until this point, and there's a level of disconnection and a spiritual vacuum for the past couple of years. And I just want to know what I need to do to get that self-confidence and that intuition back, that power back. And I've done a lot of temple work, meditation work, and I've just been making poor decisions lately, and it's just been creating more of a hollowness, which I don't think is it doesn't lead to joy and happiness, and I want that back.
Right. Okay. What you need to do is carry on with your meditation work, sweetheart. Okay. You need to be asking the spirits to help you. You need to ask the angels to help you, guide you through to where you want to be. Okay. And I suggest some sort of candle work as well, darling. Okay. Candle work does actually work. I'd say sitting in a candle of white, a circle of candles, we call it angel light, okay? And it does help you actually calm your inner soul, and it calms your inner anxieties as well, sweetheart, all right? And if you, while you're in that circle of that candles, if you ask the angels to help you make the right choices, okay, in life of where you want to be, I'm sure they'll come down and they will give you the right choices that you need to be. Because, yes, as I understand, you've made some mistakes, you've made some bad choices. Okay, this is the only way you're going to get around these bad choices, darling, is if you do this. Because this is what I do. When I feel so I'm making some bad choices, I sit in a circle of candles and I ask the angels to come and guide me and give me the right choices that I need to be making. And it does actually work, believe it or not. It makes you more powerful and it makes you more stronger as well, because it makes you see a different side of you that you haven't been seeing for a very long time. Would that make sense?
That does. It's been affecting family members, and the level of closeness has just been diminishing. I've been doing everything, and I feel like there's still a wall around me. And I think a part of me feels like my soul is missing. Like there's like a cutting of roots almost, to make that visual. And
you need to reground yourself again, sweetheart. You need to reground yourself. Okay. When you're meditating, sorry about that. When you're meditating, sit on the edge of a chair, okay, instead of sitting somewhere with your legs crossed, sit on the edge of a chair, shut your eyes, and imagine your feet, your bottom of your feet are sprouting roots, okay?
Okay.
And them roots are going deep down with inside of the earth, and they are actually attaching to a boulder that they can find, okay? And when you've done that, slowly, slowly, slowly come around. Okay, this is called grounding. And this is when your roots have attached and wrapped around this boulder, sweetheart, down in the center of the earth, slowly wake yourself, slowly come back round from the meditation. It'll take you about maybe 5-10 minutes to do this grounding work. Okay, and then you've got to slowly give your time to come back round, because you've got to come from the roots back up, okay, and back in to your actual physical body, all right? And that will start and ground you, okay, because you're leaving your roots actually wrap around that boulder as you're coming back up. Okay, and it will bring you back up into your physical body. With that, you will be grounded, okay, because this is what you need. You need to do some groundment work as well, okay? It is an easy way to ground yourself, sweetheart.
Do you sense anything like positive?
I do. I feel I'd feel as though you've got a sensitivity. Yes, you are sensitive, very sensitive. But I do feel as though there's some positivity going to come your way, sweetheart, okay? You need to carry on with your readings as well, because your readings will give you confidence, okay? I'm just the same. My readings, they give me confidence, darling, as I'm giving readings out as well. Okay. They will give you a sense of confidence, but when you've grounded yourself a little bit more than what you are done now, as I've said to how to ground yourself, you'll realize that your positivity and your confidence is actually coming back towards you. Okay. It'll make you feel a lot more better within yourself. And with deep down in your soul, that you will actually start to pick yourself back up again.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I do like the circle of candles. I've never tried that. I've tried the rooting, the grounding, and it just seems like the meditations, it seems like there's leaks in my energy, and I'm not sure what's causing the leaks, just based on my past choices. And I'm trying to create something that's a little bit more cemented. And I just need something like more more concrete to know that, okay, yeah, she sensed, like, you know that this is going to happen in the future where it's more of a positive. I've just heard more negative than positive. And
yeah,
I was hoping
you do need to, you are going to get a lot more positivity in the future, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
Thank
Tina.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. I'll try to pronounce that correctly the next time. I didn't hear it properly, you see. I'm so used to people called Becca. And, you know, it's the first time I've heard that one. Okay. Right, then let's see where we are. Right. Sonia.
Good evening, Sonia.
It's Tanya.
Tanya. Good evening, Tanya.
Hi. How are you?
How can I help?
Well, I've been having kind of a crazy 2 months. I believe in my heart that I met my twin flame, and he's a runner, very greedy, oriented, very ego-centered and narcissistic, and the chemistry is amazing when we're together, and then he freaks out when we're apart and pulls away, and I'm on this emotional roller coaster that is just making me act crazy. I mean, I feel the healing, but I'm just acting curry, and I think maybe he's sleeping around trying to, you know, not think about me and stuff, and I just want to know if I should move on and find someone else to just get out of this crazy roller coaster I'm on.
Right.
If there's
okay.
any messages from my spirit guides in the universe, because I'm a mess right now.
Okay. Well, your spirit guides are around you, sweetheart, and they're saying to me that you shouldn't be treated the way you are being treated, okay? And maybe he's not your twin flame after all. Okay, he's maybe not your twin flame after all, because twin flames don't treat the other half that way, okay? He's maybe one of these people who can be controlling, who can be possessive, okay? And this is not something you want or is something that you're looking for, okay? Yes, you are wanting security. Yes, you are wanting care and caring, you are wanting loving, but they don't feel as though this guy is actually the right one for you. I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, sweetheart, okay? You have got a female figure around you as well. She's just said to me, she's saying she's been trying to tell you this, but she's not getting through to you, because I do feel as though you can feel spirit around you, but she said this, she feels as though there's a bit of a block going on. Would that make sense?
No. Actually, because
okay.
I've been getting other messages from other readers saying that he definitely is my twin flame connection. So,
Right.
Yeah. And I've been fasting and meditating and just really trying to stay open and asking God to send me my right, you know, divine selection, my partner by divine right, and if this one isn't the one, to send me his equivalent. You know, I know that if he is the one, I can't lose him, but should I be dating around? I mean, I know I should probably be dating around anyway, but just our astrology chart has Venus conjunct the Sun conjunct Jupiter.
Right, okay.
I mean, I don't think it gets much better than that, so.
Right, okay. I'm not too sure, because he shouldn't be narcissistic, and he shouldn't be,
really busy. He's working all the time. He's got a daughter he's taking care of, and baby mama was psychotic, and, I mean, I get that there's extenuating circumstances, but.
Yeah, but I mean, he still shouldn't be like that with you, to be perfectly honest. So me personally, I don't feel as though he's the right one for you. Okay, but the angels will be giving you signs. The angels will be coming down to help you with everything that they can possible. They want to help you as well, because they do feel as though you're in a bit of a confuddled state at this precise minute with it. So they want to help you come back, right, straighten it all out, really, to be perfectly honest. They want you to start and think about other prospects in life, other maybe seeing, looking around, see if there is another twin flame around you that you can feel that you can connect to properly. It's not that you're having a job to connect with this one properly. It just feels as though you need to start and look around, see if you can find another one that you connect to properly. But apart from that, it's got to be your own or all your own work as well, sweetheart. It's your own free will, as I keep saying. But if you want help with your own free will, darling, you're going to have to ask the angels, and you are going to have to give them permission, okay?
Right.
Yeah. That's just what I can come up with, darling. That's what I'm feeling. All right. But I mean, no other person should treat anybody really badly, and no other person should be really narcissistic and everybody to everything next door to anybody else. Okay, this is what I'm feeling as well. This is why I'm suggesting that you look around, see if there's anybody else in that you think you could be, I wouldn't say attracted to, but you could connect with. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay then. Thank you, Tanya. I'm calling Tanya, Sonia. I'm calling Becca. You know, it's my cloth ears, you see. I'm supposed to wear an ear, you know, but I can't. Can never wear one because just drives me nuts. Okay. Get it here, Rolls. Right, let's see where we are. Okay, let's see if I can get this one right then. Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How can I help?
Hi, I would like to know what you see for me in regards of moving and changing my job. When do you see me moving, and when do you see me going to a new job? If you see anything with love, too, I'd be interested.
Okay. Tanika, I see you moving maybe within the next few months, because I do feel as though you're looking around for an apartment. I do feel as though it could be northeast side of where you are. Okay, would that make sense?
You said the east side of where I am?
Northeast side.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know where I would go.
Okay, and I do feel as though you're going to find a job in that northeast side as well, sweetheart. I do feel as though when you move, you're going to find another job at the same time.
Oh.
I honestly do. This is what I'm getting. I do feel as though you're going to find another job at the same time as you move. Okay, which I do feel as though them two are going to come together. Okay, darling. I do feel as though it may be within the next few months. Because I do feel as though you're seriously looking for a new job as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, because I can't move without the job. I need to be able to support myself to live on my own. I never did that before.
Okay. I do feel as though you're going to be finding the job and then moving at the same time. I do feel as though you're going to be finding the job and then moving at the same time, darling. Okay. I understand that you're frustrated at this precise minute because of all this that's coming up towards you. I do hear that you've been asking the angels for guidance as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because they are telling me that you've been asking for guidance, and that guidance is coming, darling. Okay, that guidance is coming for you. They also want to give you that... They're going to be there from now on. They're going to be there from now on giving you the guidance to where you want to go, sweetheart, as well. But I do feel as though you need to start looking for a new job and a new apartment at the same time, but maybe start the job first before you move to the new apartment. So that way you've got income coming in. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I do see you traveling to this new job as well. Okay, I do see you traveling to this new job. So just keep be aware of that. I do see you traveling to this new job, darling. I really do. But I do feel as though once you're settled at this job, you're going to be having an apartment. You're going to get an apartment around where it is. I'm not sure where you are in America at this precise minute. I do feel as though you are going to get a new job and a new apartment at the same time, basically. And I do feel where you move to, I do feel as though you're going to find love where you are, where you move to as well. Okay. I honestly do feel as though you're going to find love to where you move to as well. I see a tall gentleman. I'd say he was of a natural stature. And he's exactly everything that you're looking for, caring, loving, very, very stable. I do feel as though he hasn't got any kids. Okay, so there could be a brand new relationship, this one. Okay, it's going to be a very new relationship for you. I do feel as though you're going to meet him maybe either through work or on the street. Okay. This is what I'm seeing. I do feel as though it's going to be a very busy street that you meet him on as well. Would you know any sort of busy streets where you're looking to move to? That's going to have busy streets, darling. Please.
Okay. I live in Long Island, New York, and I would like to just have a peaceful life someplace. And also would like to have children one day.
Yeah, it's all going to come to you, darling. It's all going to come to you. Okay, it's all going to come to you, sweetheart, all right? This man's going to be nice and loving towards you. He's going to be caring towards you. He's going to treat you how you want to be treated, okay? This is what I'm getting, sweetheart. I can't be much more specific of how you're going to meet him. I feel as though it's either going to be through work or it's going to be on a very busy street as well. So it could be one of the two, but I do feel the job is going to come for the apartment, sweetheart, and I do feel as though it's going to be in the northeast somewhere. I am being given northeast for some sort of a reason. Okay.
Mhm. Northeast.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there any more questions, quickly?
I guess someone named Frank, he is someone that I was involved with. I care about him. I have not heard from him in a while. So that's the last person I have feelings for. I don't know if he's saying about us, about him.
I'm not really picking up anything about him. I do feel as though he's quite busy as well. Would that make sense?
Well, I mean, I don't know what he's doing, so I have no idea what...
I do feel as though he's quite busy. I do feel as though the last encounter you had together it ended on a good note, but I wouldn't say it ended on a bad note. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I do feel as though you're going to have new romance coming into your life, darling, as soon as you've moved and as soon as you've got this new job and apartment and got settled, sweetheart. Okay.
Mhm. Northeast. Okay. It's Connecticut, or is that like in a warmer place than I am now?
I'm not sure. I'm just being given northeast, darling. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. So thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanika. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tanika. Now, we do apologise that we've had to cut the minutes down this evening. We've got no more time now, ladies and gents. And we've managed to fit 9 people in, 7 minutes each. But, you know, we got you all. Nine people. Lovely. And we're going to play out now. next Thursday then, ladies and gents, 10 o'clock only, 1 hour, because unfortunately we have no first hour guest unless we can get a replacement for the next 2 weeks. Unfortunately, I can't really say what Finn's been called for, but he's been called away for something very important, and we're not allowed to say, yeah? So, you know, it's one of those things, hush, hush, type of things. And we can't really get involved in that, yeah? So, okay then. Until we meet again, when? Friday evening, with Chris Garcia there. We'll love you and leave you all, and thank you all for joining us. Thank you very much, Tina.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Right, that wraps this one up then, ladies and gents, as we said, and we're going to play out with that one that we came in with that you didn't quite hear all of. I'm just scrolling now, and here it is. I thought our love was one of a kind. Well, there you go then. We played the music into the archive player. You'll be able to download this episode in just a few minutes' time. Big, big thank you there to Tina Marie for joining us this evening. Tomorrow evening, we have Chris Garcia with me. And we have Kelly Joe back with us on the 22nd. Looking forward to that one. Kelly was away last week, but she's going to try and make it for this week. We have nobody for Saturdays at the moment. Nobody's for Wednesdays at the moment. And if you see the show button for this evening where it says, no danger, click here. You will not blow up the studio. Please click, because it is a donation link. Yeah? And when you make your donation, it supports the station. What does it do? Supports the station, Ken. Right. And you will not blow the studio up. Thank you.